reports are coming in about the inexplicable behavior of gangs of crazed individuals committing random acts of atrocity. Although no one official is prepared to comment, religious groups are calling it Judgment Day.
There's panic on the streets of Britain. News services are inundated as an increasing number of reports of random attacks on people who are literally being eaten alive, flooded from all across the land.
Witness reports are sketchy, but one unifying detail seems to be that the attackers in many instances appear to be in a trance-like state. In some cases, these statements suggest that the assailants are asleep.
The public
have been
strongly advised
not to approach
anyone suffering from the disorder, even if they are a family member or a friend, as they must be considered highly dangerous. If you're harbouring the bodies of recently deceased friends or relatives, it is suggested that you remove them from your house as quickly as possible. Wrap them tightly in a sheet or blanket and leave them outside your residence with a label clearly displaying the identity.
It's absolute chaos here. No one seems to be able to give an explanation as to what is happening and why the paramedics are refusing to treat the wounded at the scene. As to the cause of the accident, it's believed that the driver of an articulated lorry may have suffered a heart attack at the wheel and lost control of the vehicle. As you can probably see, the lorry crossed the central reservation jackknife, disrupting traffic in both directions, causing a pileup of vomit, maybe as many as 200.
ये प्रोग्राम रोककर हमें एक भयानक सूचना देनी है. हाल ही में मरे लोग फिर से जिंदा होकर लोगों पर हमला कर रहे हैं. मैं फिर से आपको बता रहा हूँ, मरे हुए लोग वापस अपनी अपनी कब्रों से उठकर जिंदा आदमियों पर हमला कर रहे हैं.
Although no one official is prepared to comment, religious groups are calling it Judgment Day.